hit the reset button and I go back to square one and I think of what I've done. And I eat chocolate for breakfast and I let the past breathe. And I make the curtains, oh, curtains to keep the warm in. And we write love letters on closeted typewriters. And heaven is a place where we'll be reunited with all our lost lighters. They have to go somewhere. Stars blow my mind until I remember that we're all the same. And inside there's no light on, so I'll drink all the glow in the dark that I can get my hands on. If I could only get my hands on.
And you're listening to Typewriter by Flamingo Pink. And Flamingo Pink is Megan Burns, who is sitting in the baking company with us. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.
So this is sounds like a band, but it's really just you.
It is just me.
You are kind of a one-man band. You're playing on this coming Saturday at Back Road Pizza. And you do acoustic music, but you do all sorts of things and use all kinds of instruments.
I do. When I play live, I do just my guitar and myself. But when I'm recording, I record on my computer at home. And I just layer a bunch of tracks with guitar, and then sometimes I'll put violin or tambourine or computer-generated effects. And then sometimes I'll have up to like 10 different tracks of vocal harmonization, which I really like doing.
And it's all you, and it's all done at home.
Yeah.
Do you miss the experience of playing with a band, or do you hope to do that?
I do hope to do that. I've never actually done that very seriously. I've played around with friends, which I do like doing, but I don't have a lot of experience with it, so I don't know how to do it all that well yet. But I would like to do that. I've put it out there a little bit that I would like to get a band together at some point. Probably next year is most realistic. Get a violin player, some other vocalists, some more guitarists. It would be really cool.
So you have a MySpace page, and some of the influences that you cite on your band page are energy-saving light bulbs, bathtubs, friends, rainbows, things that go bump in the night.
Yes.
which is hilarious, but what about musical influences?
I find that to be a really hard question to answer, which is partially why I put those kind of abstract things. Um, I, I occasionally listen to music. I go through phases where I listen to music a lot, and I have some really good friends who make me mixes or give me the newest bands, you know, that are out there. But I don't seek music often myself, and I go through phases where I don't really listen to much music. And I think I did probably as a young teenager, which probably helped to influence me, some female singer-songwriters, Fiona Apple, Sarah McLachlan, Jewel, back in the 90s. But I don't really know how I'm being influenced exactly. And I know what I like, but often I can't even name the bands that I'm listening to right now. So it's kind of strange to be a musician that doesn't consider herself musically in the know.
Now, you went to high school here in Santa Fe.
I did.
And decided to stick around, as a lot of people don't.
Yeah, I did. I had a really good job. I still have it at the Santa Fe Performing Arts. I started acting there as a teen, and then I started as a production assistant, and now I've worked my way up over the last 6 years. I'm the associate director over there, and I do the costumes for the shows. So essentially I had the job right out of high school that I would have gone to college for at the time, and I decided that I didn't want to pay money to do what I was being paid to do at the time. So
and to get in unbelievable debt.
Right.
And then have to find a job that
right.
not only pays the bills, but pays your debt.
Oh my God, I know.
It's such an interesting phenomenon. I was talking to some of the guys from Meow Wolf, I think it was last year, and one of them said, why should I go to art school and incur a massive amount of student loan debt when I could try, you know, just teach myself or work with other artists?
Yeah.
Is that something you see among people in who are now in their 20s?
I see a lot of my friends, a lot of people in my group have not gone to school for that reason. And a lot of people that I know that have gone to school or are in school or are now going to graduate school, it's stressful for them to just live and do their art because they do have that massive amount of debt that they have to be paying off, and so they do feel pressure to have jobs that they don't necessarily love. Whereas I feel like most of the people who didn't go to school and are able to just be doing their art and be making a little bit of money and scraping by, they might have a little more time on their hands than might be healthy, but they're creative all the time.
We're talking to Megan Burns, and her one-man band is called, why do you call it Flamingo Pink?
To be honest, I cannot remember why I named myself that. I was 17 when I named myself that. And I have no idea where that came from. I guess I thought it was catchy. That's kind of cute.
Well, I suppose if you do add a band, you don't have to change the name of it.
Right.
And you will be playing at Backroads Pizza on this Saturday, October 17th, at...
I will play from 8 to 9.
From 8 to 9 in the evening. What's that venue like?
The venue is great.
To play.
I like it a lot. I sit on that table that's a little bit higher up, so it's a little bit of a stage, which is great. The people there are really friendly. I've had no problems with the booking agents over there. And the venue's nice. Sometimes it's loud, and, you know, sometimes I get a little drowned out, but I just do what I'm doing, and sometimes people come and they really listen, and that's really nice, so it varies. But it sounds good. You know, it's a big open space, and the sound travels well, so.
And some people, I would imagine, are attentive listeners, and other ones are eating pizza.
Exactly.
So what are your hopes and plans for your music?
Eventually, I would like to take it on the road. I know I'll do that at some point in my life. I would like to start a band at some point, so if anybody enjoys listening to, you know, these little clips and want to join me, you can find me on MySpace. But mostly, I just like to have it be a creative outlet.
Megan, you've made some CDs.
I have. The songs that are you're playing, this album is called Chapter 10. And it is the 10th album that I've made. And there are a few that I've made that have been ambient music from Meow Wolf art installations. So I think the last three, the music that you may have heard playing during the openings is like just electronic stuff that I've made. But I've been recording albums probably for 3 or 4 years. and all on my computer, on my bed.
Do you make them available to people who want to purchase them?
Yeah, absolutely. I usually bring CDs. There'll be CDs for sale at the Backroad show. And I usually bring a couple different CDs, usually my favorites, and then the most recent. And then sometimes I'll make, you know, compilations of my favorite songs from, you know, different CDs over the years.
What is your MySpace address?
It's myspace.com/flamingopinkie, P-I-N-K-I-E.
Megan Burns is Flamingo Pink. We will see you this Saturday night at Backroad Pizza, and you're there once a month.
Yeah, usually the third Saturday.
Wonderful to have you on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And we're going to go out with a little more music by Megan Burns, Flamingo Pink. Thank you.